Ben Ishchai, Parshas Tzave. Okay. Vasita Tzitz Zahav Tahor. Right? Speaking of Big Dekuna, the Tzitz. The Tzitz, you make it of Zahav Tahor, pure gold. Hine, behold, Besifri HaKadosh, from my Sefer, Edrat Aderet Eliyahu. It's the name of the Sefer Ben Ishchai. Pirashti, I explained. Besiyat Nishmael, with God's help. Tzitz is a remez, Lichlalut Nishmot Yisrael. It's a hint of the generality of the souls of Klal Yisrael. Shayu Ba'adam HaRishon, that were contained in the soul of Adam HaRishon, Kodim HaChet, before the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Right? That sits as hints to that. Ki. Hine Asher Nistalku Va'alu Lemala Hem Tzadik. That those souls which were removed and went up above, Hem Tzadik. Right? That's a Tzadik. Va'asher Nish'aru Bo Hem Asara. And which remained in Adam HaRishon were 10, right? I, the neshama, the part of the neshama after the chet of Adam HaRishon that sinned were 90, or the tzaddik of his soul, the tzelem, the tzaddik of his soul, and that which remained was 10. Shehu mispa asar, that's the number 10, which is yud. Vashen naflu leklipot hem taftaf kuf. Taftaf kuf is, taf is 400, and kuf is 100, that's 900. That which fell is 900. Kaminyan, tzadik, sofit, always a sofit is the 100. So tzadik, sofit represents 900. Kaminyan, tzadik, shuta, the mansapach. Against the tzadik, the final tzadik of mansapach. Mansapach are all the final letters. They represent dinim. Hare otiyot sitz. That's the otiyot sitz. The tzadik, the 90 souls that went up, the 10 souls that remained with Adam HaRishon, and the 900, the Tzadik Sofit, that went down into the Klipa, i.e. those aspects of the Nitzotzei Kedusha, those sparks of Kedusha, which from them came the 600,000 souls of the Jewish people in the Midbar. That's the souls of Adam HaRishon. Okay, so Adam HaRishon contains all the souls of the Jewish people, or the right, even the world, comes from the soul of Adam HaRishon, right? So therefore, what was lost in the Klipa, it became the Jewish people. And we're going to see, he's going to speak probably about this. Okay? V'yadua, and it's a known thing. The Nishmat Yisrael, alu b'machshava tchila, libara kodem b'riyas ha'olam. That meant the souls of the Jewish people went up to the machshava, the thought, kiviyochel, of Kodesh Baruch Hu, before he created the world. V'lekach meniach hatzitz. Therefore we place this tzitz on the machshava, on the head of a person, haromez lenishmot Yisrael. That's a hinting to the souls of the Jewish people, because the tzitz is the place of the tzitz, is the head, the forehead, which is the place of the machshava, to hint to us that the souls of the Jewish people, right, which are represented in the souls of the Adam HaRishon, right? Allah b'machshava, went on the machshava, kiviyochel, b'kodesh baruch hu, before the creating of the world. Allah metzach, and it's on the metzach, keneged mokom machshava. The tzitz is on the metzach, on the forehead, right? Against the place of the machshava. V'lachein k'tiv ot tzadi gdola. Therefore it's written, this ot tzadi gdola, the tzitz is written, a tzadi gdola. The tzadik dol, I think, is the final tzadik of the tzitz, which is a hint, remez, ki geula hashlema, the complete geula ha'atida, the complete redemption in the future, liyot l'nishmat Yisrael, that will be to the Jewish souls, the clean redemption of the Jewish souls, tiye ba'ot tzadik de mansapach, will happen with the tzadik of mansapach, shehiye agdola, the final tzadik, which is gdola, which represents those parts of the souls, those 900 parts of the souls of Adam HaRishon, which fell into the Klipa. The Klipa is into the Olams, the lower worlds of Bria, Sia, Bria, Yetzirah, Sia. I mean, right? Lower worlds.
Yeah.
Vahaya Tzitz, Mukaf me'ozen la'ozen, was from ear to ear. Remez, that's a hint, Shitye Geula Ba'ot Tzadi, the Geula will also be Ba'ot Tzadi, but Skut, Tere Shebal Peh. She tluya ba'ozen, in the schus of Torah Shebaal Peh, which will be tluya ba'ozen, which is dependent on the ozen. Okay? Kamo she'amru, how does it depend on the ozen? Now we see in the pasuk, al pasuk, ozen shomat v'ayin ro'ah, v'ashem asah gam shnehem. Ozen hears, the ear hears, and eye sees, v'ashem asah gam shnehem. Hashem did both of them. Okay, now this needs to be explained. Why is the ozen such an important thing? Because the ozen and the ayin, when the ozen and the ayin come together, what it means that we see in Matan Torah, this I heard from Moshe, see in Matan Torah that Klal Yisrael ro'im et hakolot, they saw that which the ear hears, they saw it. I.e. there was a chibu of ozen and ayin. There was a connection of ear to eye. When there's a connection of ear and eye, the ear is the aspect of a person which is the least tivers. The eyes see and they chomed, they desire. When the eyes are connected to the ears, the eyes are things which have only input, they're not drawing things into them. I.e., the desires of the eyes are removed. The eyes see the same way the ears hear. They see what is to be seen as it is. They don't see it with the desires of a man in it. There's a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says that a person only will be satiated, obviously, if he eats too much. But if he eats what's enough for him to be satiated, when he eats, when he sees the thing, he'll only be satiated if he sees it. If he eats in dark, he doesn't see what he's eating, then the same amount in light would he be satiated from, and dark he wouldn't, because there's a satiation the eyes have. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We say the Shema, the Ayin of the Shema, and the Dalet of the Echad, is an aid. Aidus is through Ria, through seeing. When the Shmia of Shema Yisrael, you're giving Aidus, that means there's a connection of your Ria to your Shmia. That means it is an itbatlus of your Ria to your Shmia, nullification of your Ria to your Shmia. That itbatlus is mevatling yourself to something higher than self, which is God. And that's what Shema Yisrael means. Vision can have Ayin Tov and Ayin Ra. When the vision is connected to the Shmia, it's an Ayin Tov. And why is this Torah Shebaal Peh? Why is this Torah Shebaal Peh? Shmia is connected to Torah Shebaal Peh, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because Torah Shebaal Peh is something you do with Peh. Right? There's a Shmia, Ta Shma, come in here, right? There's a Shmia. Torah Shebaal Peh is giving Oznaim L'Torah, like Shlomo Melech. Oznaim L'Torah means the Torah can now be heard, the Torah can now be understood. Without Torah Shebaal Peh, there's no Oznaim L'Torah. We don't understand the Torah. That's why Shlomo Melech named Mosholim L'Torah, who made Oznaim L'Torah, which we could hear and understand the Torah. Uminicho ala Metzach, and you place it on the Metzach, right? Ki tachat otiot Metzach, yesh otiot katan, right? We go from Mem to Nun, Tzadik to Kuf, and Chet to Tet. Remez, this is a hint, Bishut Hanova Tia Geula. Why in the Metzach? Metzach, right, has the otiot Katan, and Katan means when we maktin ourselves, we make ourselves smaller, I that Midas Hanova, through the Hanova comes the Geula. And that's also a concept of Ozen. Ozen is when a person's Shomea, he's mevatel himself to that one who's Mashmia. He's mevatel himself to the call of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Hanova which will bring the Geula. V'lechein Kativ, El Mul Panei HaMitznefet Yeh. The Tzitz will be against the Mitznefet, right? The Mitznefet is this, the hat of the Kohen, right? Kohen Gadol, right? Ki lemala ma'otiyot mitznefet, above the word mitznefet, shem otiyot ha'omdim lemulam, yesh otiyot am shafel. Mem goes to lamed, tzadik goes to pei, nun goes to mem, pei goes to ayin, and taf goes to shin, that's am shafel. I.e., the word letters before mitznefet is am shafel. Kamo shekatuv, ki ata am aniv. With Toshia, when you are a poor and a weak people, then Toshia, then I will save you. Shibiyotam Am Shafel, when they are a weak people, Yisku leGula, through Bizchut the Anava of the Jewish people, they will be Zochet to Gula. V'lachein menichot tachat ha-mitznefet. You put them under the mitznefet. Dirmoz tam sheini. To hint to this second understanding. Moshe Katuv. Ve'enayim ramot tashpil. You, the high eyes you put down. Right? De'en ben David ba, the Mashiach doesn't come. Ben David, ad sheichlu gasei ruach, until you remove gasei ruach. V'chein menichot tachet ha-mitznefet. You put it under the mitznefet. Ha-mitznefet mekaperet al ha-gaiva. The mitznefet has a kapara for the gaiva. Therefore, the tzitz, which is under the mitznefet, right, is representing the shiflus of Klal Yisrael, and through their shiflus, through their anava, through their shmir, their oznis, all the same concepts, through their being cotton, yeah, which is the otet metzach, will come the gula, and therefore there will be the people will be ki ata am ani toshia. When there will be a poor people, a humble people, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'skut that anava will toshia, will save us. Vahatam, the reasoning ki. But anava ye tikun shem yudke. In anava there will be a fixing of the shame, the yudke, of shame of the first two letters of shame of ayah. Sha'ola kiminyan gaiva has the gematria of gaiva. Gaiva is 3 and 4, and 6 is 10, and he is 15. Velachach hage'e pogem b'shem yudke. Hage'e, person who's a baal gaiva, is pogem b'shem yudke, because gaiva comes. What is it? How is it pogem? Because gaiva comes from the higher level of self. That's why it's on the mitznefet. Yudke is kind of chokhmah bina. The higher level of self, there's the pogam of gaiva. V'latid, and in the future, b'shleimut ha'ilui yit'ale Hashem Baruch Hu besod yudke yudke. Right? And in the future, when there's the shleimus of the yudke, then the God's name, instead of being Yudke Vavke, will be Yudke Yudke. I.e., even the Vadke, Kia Oti is going to explain, the Otiot Vavke, which is the lower level of self, right? Yit'ale will go up, Liot Yudke, will go up to the level of Yudke, right? Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. Hashem will be one with his name, i.e., the Vavke will come and be like the Yudke. And with this I explain, with God's help, Beka Shmo Ve'ilzu Lefanav. With God's name Yudke will be Ilzu Lefanav. We will praise him in front of him. Kasher B'Yudke, with the Yudke of his name, Shit Aleh Hashem, his name will go up. Liot Shnei Pamim Yudke, will be twice Yudke. Va'az Ilzu Lefanav. Then we will praise in front of him. Shetiyeh as simcha shleima. There will be such complete joy that we will be praising him. Shetkayem hakatuv. And then will be established the pasuk in the Geula Shleima, when the Yudke, when the Vavke will turn into the Yudke, right? And Hashem's name from Yudke Vavke will be Yudke Yudke. As yimaleh schok pinu. Then will be filled our mouths with joy. V'az yomru b'goyim, and then we'll say about the goyim, we'll say higdil Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu became great. Higdil daika, daika. We're making a diuk on the word higdil. That God's name will be great. Shenase yudke yudke. I.e., the vavke will change it to yudke. God's name will have an ilui. V'sora katuv, and that's what it's mentioned in the pasuk. B'yom ahu ye Hashem echad. In that day, God's name will be echad. Right. I.e., his Yud Hashem's name Yudke Bavke will be Yudke Yudke. V'lachein Birkat Kohanim 15 table. There's 15 table in Birkat Kohanim, right? 15 words in the bracha of Kohanim. Yivarechacha v'cholei. Communion Yudke, like the name Yudke. Tzarich, right? Shie Hashliach Tzibu Makre Otam. The Shliach Tzibu needs to say that over to the Kohanim. In other words, you have to say it over Yivarechacha, and then the Kohen says Yivarecha, etc. Nimtza yesh ba shnei pamim yudke yudke. It's twice yudke yudke, because the Shliach Tzibu is saying it, and those 15 words, and the Kohen saying those 15 words. So it's twice yudke yudke. So Ilui Hashem, then God's name will have an aliyah, will have a be brought up, Baruch Hu, v'lekach ma'alata, the ma'ala of Birkas Kohanim, nisgava v'gdola me'od. It's an Ilui of God's name, and it's an expression that God's name becomes Yud-Ke, i.e. it's a very high level, the bracha, the shefa that comes from Birkas Kohanim. Right? His name and his lekach ma'alata, the heights, will be nisgava v'gdola me'od, very, very high. The Yud-K, when Am Yisrael, which represents the lower, the Vav-K, right, the Shef of Am Yisrael comes to the Vav-K, when Klal Yisrael has this Mida of Anava, that Mida of Anava will change the Vav-K, that's what he's really saying, into a Yud-K, i.e., and that's why the Bitznefet, which represents the higher self, right, which is Pogim in the Yud-K, when we are Mekabel Anava, we change the Vav-K into a Yud-K, and that's a tikkun of the Gaiva, and therefore that's going to bring the Geula to Am Ani V'Shafel. Okay? Tefillah Le'ani Ki'atof, David HaMelech. Tefillah, the Koch of Tefillah is also what brings the Geula. He's mentioned that beforehand. But the Tefillah is Le'ani. When a person, when he's anius, when he's dakus, when he's praying me omik halev with anava, that's the koch of tefillah, which also brings the geula. Tzadik represents the gaiva, and the bittel of that tzadik, right? Being the maalim, all that kedusha from the lower worlds, that will happen when Christ will come to that level of anava, and of ozin, of sitz, right? Which is tachad mitznefet. Right? An ani. And then when we're kabul, we have an ear to hear, and our eyes are toffel to our osnayim. It's mitvatl from us, our own taivas, our own gaiva, right? Our own seeing for ourselves. We'll be seeing for other people as well. Understand?